My name is Sasha Gabizon. I'm the Executive Director of Women in Europe for a Common Future International. We're a network working in 50 countries with women, organizations promoting sustainable development. And here at the climate negotiations in Paris, I am one of the co-facilitators of the Women and Gender Constituency, which are all the women and feminist groups who are from civil society but following the negotiations on climate. So we hope that we get a strong, ambitious, legally binding climate agreement here at the COP, which will have wording on gender equality and human rights and the CBDR, the Common but Differentiated Responsibilities, in the agreement's text, not just in the preamble, but also in the operative paragraphs. And that's what we're fighting for. And it's very difficult because many countries are trying to not have wording on gender equality and even less on human rights. So in the Women and Gender Constituency, we have a large group of representatives from the Global South and specifically also from the most impacted regions, the Philippines, Bangladesh, the Pacific Islands, whose entire livelihoods are being washed away by storms and inundations, which are getting worse and worse with the effects of climate change. And women are often the most impacted because they have least security and least ability to stand up again after a storm where they have lost their houses, where they have lost their land, where they have lost their money. And they often have no other way than to become migrants or go into sexual work, or often children and girls are going into early marriages as a way to survive after such climate disasters. And that's why we are very strongly with our southern partners working on an agreement which will really achieve the necessary steps to remain below 1.5 degrees temperature increase. And it's very difficult because the current national plans, the INDCs, which have been proposed, are all much higher. And the fight is really about how much responsibility should we take in the north. And we have to take more responsibility. We have to see that we have a historic responsibility. We cannot let these countries, which have not caused a problem, deal entirely themselves with the problem. We have to fund, it's an obligation to fund adaptation. It's an obligation to help these poorest communities, particularly the women, that they can survive after a climate disaster. And for example, they need social protection floors, so basic income, they need insurance that they can survive after a bad harvest and rebuild their homes and retain their lands. Many of them lose their lands because they have invested in something and then they lose all their harvest and then the bank will take their lands. That type of thing has to end. For that, we need climate funding, which is really focused on adaptation, is focused on the most impoverished and most vulnerable groups. And many of these are women, but women are not here at the negotiation table. We saw at the last days, most of the heads of state are men. There were one little red spot here and one little blue spot there. There were the few female heads of state. But that's not enough. And that's why women from civil society are here very strong, very, very strong, pushing our governments to do what they should be doing. An ambitious, very ambitious and equitable agreement in Paris.